Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you all today. Hallelujah. We welcome you all to Cornerstone Deliverance Church Spirit and Truth Worship Service. Amen. Where we are gathered, amen, in the presence of the Lord and gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our personal Lord and Savior. We are located at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, 11590. We are still hosting services via conference. Amen. This is what you called into, 5111, access code 151-647-pound. Amen. And beloved, amen, we also invite you to peruse the website, amen, at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. There's a host of things that have been released for your edification, empowerment, amen, and to be able to bless you, amen, hallelujah, in your Christian journey. Amen. Not limited to Bible study, sermons, amen, and prayers. Amen, hallelujah. We also invite you to download our church app, which is free, no charge to you, from your Google Play Store or your Apple Store. Praise God. Amen. We are now going to have prayer, amen, and an opening scripture, amen, by Minister Ardine Allen. I release the line to you, Minister.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This is the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming to your presence today, Lord God, just to give you honor and praise there, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you. You can be so nice there, Lord God. And God, you saw fit for us to be walking this morning there, Lord God. Not by the alarm clock there, Lord God, but you there, Lord God. But we thank you on this morning there, Lord God, that we can all gather together here on this call there, Lord God, that we can all come together and praise your name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we know there's a word coming forth there, Lord God, to set free and deliver on someone today, dear Lord God, to have your way, dear Lord God. Use your vessel, dear Lord God, of honor this today, dear Lord God. Bless him, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord God. Let us sit with our tent gates open, dear Lord God, to receive what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. And what we hear today, dear Lord God, that we can receive it in our hearts, dear Lord God, that we might not sin against you, but we can fight for a life, dear Lord God, a life, dear God, that will be pleasing unto you, dear Lord God, and a life, Lord God, where there's total victory, dear Lord God. Oh, God, we know it's a pandemic going on, dear Lord God, but it's a fit time, Lord God, to worship you, dear Lord God, to draw closer to you, Lord God, to get to know you more, dear Lord Jesus, because, Lord God, you promised, Lord God, that you will hide us in your pavilion, dear Lord God, and you will keep us, Lord God, if we keep our minds stayed on you, dear Lord God. So have your complete way today, dear Lord God. Bless each and every one, Lord God, that pressed their way on to be in service today, dear Lord God. Bless those that had a mindset, God, and for whatever reason, God, they're not here, dear Lord God. But, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, your word, Lord God, that we go to every corner of this earth on today, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let there be a heart of flesh on today, Lord God. Oh, yes, God, to receive, Lord God, everything that's coming for us. Because we know what's coming is better than what has been, dear Lord God. Help us to hold on, dear Lord God. Help us to stay our feet, dear Lord God. To be unmovable, dear Lord God. But steadfast in your word and your truth, dear Lord God. So we give you all the glory, dear Lord God. Oh, Father God, bless our Apostle Asia Heard, Lord God, and the bishop. Heard, dear Lord God. Cover them under your blood, dear Lord God. Your servants, dear Lord God. Oh, women servants, God, we thank you for their yes, dear Lord God. And we thank you for what you're doing, dear Lord God, that you continue to increase them, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, that there be no want, no nothing for them, there no need, dear Lord God. Every era of their life, dear Lord God. Continue to bless them and their families, dear Lord Jesus. And we give you honor today, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And now we're going to have the scripture reading by Minister Ardine. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, our scripture reading today. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Excuse me.
Bless the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're going to be reading from verse 5 onto verse 12. Amen. Once
Amen.
Again, that's Psalms 84, from verse 5 to verse 12. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them, Zion, appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, our God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. Once again, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And here ends the reading of God's word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we thank God, amen, for the reading of that word. And may, amen, scripture, may verse 11 of 84 become your meditation, praise God. May it become, amen, may the Holy Spirit make that word life for you, hallelujah. May you know that your provision is coming from the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Beloved, now we're going to have praise and worship, amen, by our very own sister Titiana as she ministers to the Lord in song, amen. And may we enter into this fellowship, amen. Sister Titiana, I release the line to you.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
If God hasn't been good to you, sit on down in your seat. But if God has been good to you, you ought to stand up on your feet. You ought to clap your hands, clap your feet, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's been good to me. If God hasn't been good to you, sit on down in your seat. But if God has been good to you, you ought to stand up on your feet. You ought to clap your hands, clap your feet. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's been good to me. If God has been good to you, sit on down in your feet. But if God has been good to you, you ought to stand up on your feet. You ought to clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah, shout hallelujah. God's been good to me. If God hasn't been good to you, sit on down in your feet. But if God has been good to you, you ought to stand up on your feet. You ought to clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
Stomp your feet. Stomp your feet. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. 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 God's been good to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus. We come to glorify
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. We come to tell you thank you for yet another sweet fellowship, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We come to glorify his name. We've come to glorify his name. We've come to glorify the name of Lord. Glorify his name. We've come to glorify his name. We've come to glorify his name. We've come to glorify the name of Lord. Glorify His name. We come to glorify His name. Glorify His name. Glorify His name. We've come to glorify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. We've come to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify His name. We've come to glorify His name. We've come to glorify His name. We've come to glorify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. We've come to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify His name. We've come to glorify your name. We've come to glorify your name. We've come to glorify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. We've come to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify His name.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. We thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I'm going to try to sing this song. I woke up and I was so short of breath. But to God be the glory.
Bless
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
I had to put the presence on. Hallelujah, because I felt like I couldn't breathe. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you for the ability to breathe, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Had some sleepless nights, but when I walk and look around, I think things over all of my good days, outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. You see, God's been good to me. He's been good to me. So I'll say, thank you, Lord. I want to say, thank you, Lord. I've got to say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. You see, God's been good to me. He's been good to me. So I'll say, thank you, Lord. I want to say, thank you, Lord. I've got to say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I won't complain.
Hallelujah.
You've been good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
oh,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is your name.
Jesus, Jesus.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Hallelujah.
Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Jesus is his name.
Hallelujah.
Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, 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 Jesus is your name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is your name. Deliverer, deliverer, deliverer. Deliverer, deliverer, deliverer. Deliverer, deliverer, deliverer. Jesus is his name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Jesus is your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is your name.
Beloved, on today, hallelujah, we thank God, hallelujah, for that worship through our very own sister Titiana, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is his name, hallelujah. Jesus is his name, hallelujah. The woman of God is still in worship. Jesus is his name, hallelujah. And when she sang that song, I will not complain. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is my sentiment exactly. Amen. My favorite scripture is the blessing of the Lord make me rich and addeth no sorrow. And I don't have no sad stories to tell. I refuse to complain. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And on that note, beloved, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10, and we're going to go to verse 22, because that is our thought on today, that it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, amen, and add no sorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. And let us read that scripture verse, amen. That's Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, and it reads that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Praise God. And the word of God is blessed. Praise God. I'm going to give a quick testimony. Amen. Praise God. I remember that I went back to visit, amen, the place where I grew up, my home church. Amen. Praise God. And there was, amen, a minister there that said to me, amen, she said, Apostle, what happened to you when you left here? Amen, you was fit, amen, pertaining to my physique, amen, but now, hallelujah, you heavy, amen. And I looked her in her face and I said, the blessing of the Lord maketh me rich and addeth no sorrow, and I don't have no sad stories to tell. Amen. She had a sad story, but I had none. Praise God. And I began to bless the Lord. Praise God. And I began to rejoice. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, people, we have blessings. Amen. That means, amen, I can give you, amen, $100, or I could bless you with a car. Amen. Or I could bless you with a house. But those are blessings, amen, and I would have to continually bless you. But I heard the Bible say that it is the blessing, not many blessings, but one blessing that God will give you, and this blessing will make you rich, and it will add no sorrow, praise God, to it. Amen, hallelujah.
And when I look at the word blessing, praise God, I see, amen, blessing, which is God's formula for blessing us, or the blessing as a gift, amen, or blessing as our total surrender unto God, or blessing something bringing prosperity in life, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If we were to look at this, God's formula for blessing us, he blesses us through his word, praise God. He sent his word, and his word heals, his word delivers, and his word saves. Hallelujah, Jesus. For Jesus Christ, he is the living word, wrapped in flesh that dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the grace, and the truth of the Father. Amen. And he died our death and paid our sin that we may have, amen, the right to the tree of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then it says, the blessing of the Lord. So that says that this blessing is coming from the Lord Yahweh. Amen. Praise God. And that this blessing, amen, is not coming to bring sorrow, but it's coming to make us rich. Amen. This is why the Bible says, let the poor say, I am rich. Amen. Let the weak say, I am strong, because God's blessing is coming to affect his good will and his purpose and his good work. Amen. So if the blessing is coming to make you rich, amen, that word rich means to become rich, make rich, gain riches, pretend to be rich. There's many pretenders out there, amen, but those of us that be in Christ, we do not have to pretend to be rich, amen, hallelujah, for we know that in Christ, amen, there is no lack. In the blood that washed us clean of our sins, that there is no lack, amen. To be made rich means to be made to prosper, to be happy, amen, to build, to erect, to enrich, amen, praise God. So it is the blessing of the Lord that does these things for us, amen, and the Bible says that it addeth, amen, and to add means to continue to do, to carry on doing, to be added to or increase, to do again, multiply, to add, to increase. To anyone to give more plentiful, to gain more, to increase, to cause, to add, to continue, or carry on doing. And so the blessing of the Lord continuously makes us rich. It does not stop making us rich. If you are poor, there is a problem. You go back and do your first verse over again that you can receive the blessing of the Lord, because this blessing addeth no sorrow, beloved. Amen. And sorrow is sadness. It is associated with suffering, some wrong, or with regret, hurt, strenuous work, pain, hurt, toil, an earthen vessel, toilsome labor. Sorrow can also be pain, grief of mind, anger, offending pain, trouble, hard work, to rebuke, hurt, to be worried, to grieve, or to hurt oneself, praise God. And so what I want us to look at on today is Genesis 1:28, amen, because we want to see the first time God blessed mankind, amen. What did he say to man to bless man, amen, hallelujah. What is this blessing, amen, that God has given unto us, praise God, amen, that makes us rich and add no sorrow, amen. And so, beloved, amen, all that I want to say to you on today, praise God, is that you ought to have the blessing of the Lord, that this new life that we have, amen, comes with a blessing, amen, praise God. God bless us that we may be productive, amen, praise God. And so if anyone have Genesis 1:28, you have your Bible with you today, because we are in service, amen. I ask that someone read it. Genesis 1:28.
Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
So this blessing that God gives to the he-man and the she-man, it says, then God blessed them And God said to them, be fruitful. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that God has given you, he said, be fruitful and multiply. He said, fill the earth. Fill your earthen vessel. Then fill the earth. Amen. And subdue it. Have dominion over the fish. He didn't just bless us to be fruitful and multiply, but he blessed us and gave us dominion over his creation, over the fish of the sea, over the air, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Did God bless man to have dominion and to be fruitful and multiply? But then man disobeyed God and fell from grace. And the last thing that man lost was the blessing, praise God. But Christ came to restore the blessing. If you be in Christ, if you be a new creature, a new creation, if you be born of the Spirit, praise God, hallelujah, Christ came, amen, to die our death and pay our sin debt to reconcile us back to God, that the blessing can be restored. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to look at Genesis 9 and 1. When sin had worked wax in the earth again amongst, amen, the human race, the race that God had created. Amen. Hallelujah. You will find that God, hallelujah, he destroyed the earth and all of his inhabitants except for what was in Noah's ark. Amen, hallelujah. And he destroyed everything except for Noah's family and those that was 2x2 and those that was 2x2x7. Amen, hallelujah. That was in the ark of safety. Amen, praise God. There was destruction of everything. But Genesis 9 and 1 says that when Noah, when the ark landed, amen, hallelujah, amen, when I say landed, it didn't plane, it wasn't a plane where it landed, but it landed on the rock, praise God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, Mount Ararat, if I'm not mistaken, amen, praise God, and it's Genesis 9 and 1 says, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. The first time it came as a gift, but this time it came as an order. It came as a command. You be fruitful. Amen. The gift was given, amen, and lost, but now God is commanding man, amen, through Noah and his generations, for them to be fruitful and multiply and to replenish the earth. Amen. This is the word of God. Praise God. And God's word always comes with provision, not by my might and power. God did not speak those words, amen, for you to do it by your might and power, but you have to be connected to the Spirit. The Spirit has to be in you, dwelling in you, or resting upon you to accomplish the very thing that God has said. Amen. This scripture here, amen, I am meditated upon. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I need for this word of God to be operated in my life. Amen. That I can be productive, that I can multiply, that I too can be fruitful. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to take you, amen, to Genesis, amen, verse 26, Genesis chapter 26, verses 18 through 26. Let us read that really quick, amen. I want us to see here, amen, hallelujah, after Jesus, amen, had ministered, amen, my God. Is that the right thing? Did I say Genesis? Amen. Just bear with me 1 minute. Yeah, we can go to Genesis 26, 18 to 26, because we want to look at where Isaac and his servant dug wells. Genesis 26, amen, chapter 26, verses 18 through 26. Amen. When you get it, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to ask, is that Evangelist Cookie?
Yes, it is.
A woman of God, can you read that for me, please?
And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the water. I'm sorry, in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham.
He called them by the name which his father had called them. Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one, also. So he called his name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Then,
amen. Amen, beloved. I just want you to stop right there. I want you, oh, no, go ahead and read that. Yeah, because this is good.
Okay.
And then what?
Then he went up from there to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake."
Amen.
Oh, so he built.
And he built it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
An altar there and called the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servant dug a well. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzah. These names, okay. Ahuzah, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army.
Amen. Amen. I want you to stop right there, beloved. I want you to see here that Isaac, amen, he did the same work that his father did. Amen. They were, amen, cattlemen. Amen. And so instead, God had given Abraham wisdom that instead of Abraham taking his cattle on a long journey to water them, like all the other herdsmen did, God gave Abraham a revelation to dig in the ground. And when Abraham dug in the ground, water came out of the ground. And so he was able to preserve his cattle, amen, through the wisdom or the revelation that God has given him. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. You see, Abraham, God was with Abraham, praise God. And so here is Isaac doing as his father did. But when Isaac came to the wells that Abraham had dug, they was already covered by the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so Isaac redug these wells, and his servant with them. Amen. Listen, in the church, we don't have people that are parasites or that have parasitical, what I said, should say character. Amen. Everybody is working. Praise God. Listen, Isaac's servant dug wells too. Praise God. And when the servant dug a well, it was as if Isaac himself was digging that well. Amen.
Amen.
They strove with Isaac's servant the same way they strove with Isaac. Amen. But what Isaac did, instead of fighting with the enemy, he moved on and dug the well someplace else. Praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy came again. Amen. Hallelujah. And said that the labor of Isaac could not eat the fruit of his labor, because he said the labor of Isaac was it. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. And I am in a place, and you should be in the place where you don't want the labor of your hands to be eaten by another, because God told you to be fruitful. You are to be able to enjoy the fruit of your labor. You are, amen, the fruit of my labor. I'm not laboring in vain here. Praise God. I am planting, I am watering, and I am sowing, and I expect a harvest. Whether you be my husband, my children, my mother, my father, my sisters, or my brothers, amen, hallelujah. I believe the word of God, hallelujah. I will not labor in vain, praise God. There is something that God has for you to do. God does not sow into you for no reason. He wants you to be productive. When he created man from the dust of the ground, he blew his life, his breath, his creativity in man, and he told man, and he blessed the he man and the she man, and he said, be fruitful and multiply. Amen. Hallelujah. In the earth, be fruitful and multiply and have dominion, praise God.
Yes.
So those of us, whether God has given you a pension or a paycheck, you ought to be able to multiply that thing. Amen. You shouldn't be living paycheck to paycheck. Amen. And you most definitely should not, oh my God, hallelujah, walk in less than your kingdom privilege. Amen. That he has given unto you as a kingdom citizen, beloved. And so we come to be a blessing unto you today. We come to proclaim the blessing of the Lord over your life, that you may know that that blessing has not come to make you poor. That blessing has not come, amen, hallelujah, that others can suck you dry. You got to know what to do with the blessing. Everything with you and connected to you ought to be blessed. They ought to be productive and reproducing, amen. It's a parasite always, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes, praise God.
It's time for you to take inventory, amen. Those of you, amen, that has gathered to CSDC today, you gathered that you may hear a word from the Lord, a word of empowerment, a word of edification, a word to uplift you, a word to help you in your journey, a word to correct you, babe, my God, and to instruct you, hallelujah, in righteousness, praise God,
hallelujah.
And then God instructs you that come to learn and come to eat. He said, give your tithe, give your offering, give your seed, that there be meat in my house, hallelujah. Amen. You sow into, this is a relationship you sow into with sowing into you, praise God. You give back, my God, the fruit that has been produced. Praise God. Hallelujah, my God.
Hallelujah.
I like to give God the first fruits of my increase. Why? Because when I give him the first fruits of my increase or the first of my fruits, I know the rest of it is hollow. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, I say that to you today to let you know that Isaac, amen, these men strove with Isaac, but Isaac knew, amen, that the blessing of the Lord was with him. Amen.
Ooh.
And this was that he was that generation. Ooh. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Abraham had other kids. Amen. But he gave them gifts and sent them away. And he gave all that he had unto Isaac. The blessing of the Lord was that he was that, hallelujah, the promise that God had given us to him, that Jesus Christ was coming through that line, the seed, hallelujah, that was coming down the line of Abraham to be able to bless all of God's people, praise God, hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to get into that in a moment. Isaac kept moving on into, he was blessed. Isaac kept moving on, praise God, and kept digging. He did not stop. He did not lose momentum. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're doing things and it's not quite working out the way we want it to work. I remember, and I keep saying this, when we was looking for a house out here in North Carolina, things did not quite happen the way we wanted to happen, but praise God, I kept moving on, praise God. Another house, amen. Another house, another house. I told Bishop, we got to go down. We got to go put an offer in on another house. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there is an inheritance in that region for us. Hallelujah. And we must possess it. Praise God. So, beloved, you have to get into that place that you do not grow weary. Amen. Isaac kept digging. Amen. Hallelujah. And he did not just dig new wells. He dug in the wells that his father had already dug, because those wells was his inheritance. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, they did not come to strive with him, and he called it a Rehoboth. Amen. A Rehoboth blessing. Amen. Praise God. That even though things are striving with you, even though there's an open door, but the enemy is striving with you, there comes a time when God makes room for you. Get ready for God.
Amen.
Ready to make room for you, beloved.
Yes.
Get ready for blessing, hallelujah, where God is going to make room for you, beloved. Amen. And you
Thank
want to be
Jesus.
Excited about this. Praise God, because your labor is not in vain. Yes, for you, it's not in vain. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
my God,
yeah,
if you're not careful about the talent, the anointing, my God, that God has given us to you, if you waste it on people that are not
good,
if you cast your crowns amongst the
crowd,
beloved, hallelujah, you don't want to wind up.
Yes,
God took that talent, amen, and he gave it to three different people, and the ones that buried it, amen, and produced nothing, he took it from him and gave it to the one that was productive. Praise God, hallelujah. Beloved, it's time for you to get productive. The blessing of the Lord is upon you that you may multiply. Be creative, amen. Tap into creativity. You are connected to the true God, him that is the maker of everything that is
Thank
in
you,
the
God.
World, him that owns 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills, beloved. There is no way you should be in life. I know Mother Robbins used to tell us, if you could do it to the best of your ability, you can market it. Learn how to value your time, praise God. We don't serve
yes,
a God
yes.
that's into wasting time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's a God that wants you to be productive and creative. Hallelujah. Listen, you was not just saved and set apart to do nothing. You were entering into the work of Christ. Amen. He wants you to go and make disciples of men. How many disciples have you made? How many people have you discipled? Have you stayed long enough, my God, that they can come to know God in a place of maturity? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. God did not save you for nothing. He didn't save you that you could look pretty and talk good and fill the pew. That is not what he saved you for. He says, go be therefore into all the world because my blessing is upon you, praise God. And that you ought to
Jesus.
Minister that blessing, my God, that others can have a right to
yes.
the tree of life, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is speaking to us today. Amen. It's time to get motivated, amen, and get mobile,
yeah.
praise God, concerning, hallelujah, the things of God. Let us go now to, amen, hallelujah, my God, let us go to, amen, Matthew 6, 30 and 44. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long today, beloved, just long enough to empower you, long enough to impact you. Amen. Long enough to make you mobile, long enough that you can build a momentum, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't waste your momentum on things that don't deserve it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Arguments
Hallelujah.
And things is not producing nothing. Amen. Step back. Amen. Take a look at the situation. Amen. From afar, step back so that you can really see what's going on. Get into the Word of God. Try that Spirit by the Spirit. I said to Bishop the other day, amen, the Bible says try every spirit by the Spirit. I said, Dad, do you ever talk to anyone and do you ever realize that the spirit that is speaking to you is a demonic spirit, that it just ain't God at all, that it's coming to derail you, amen, or to seduce
amen.
You or to get you to step into something that God has not called you to in this season of your life, praise God. And so we have to get into that place, amen, where we can discern, amen. No, that's not a human spirit. That's a demonic spirit,
amen.
And you have to deal with the demon. You have to deal with these demons accordingly, amen, because a lot of us, we want to reason with the devil. The devil don't want to reason with you. The devil don't want to make a deal with you. The devil wants you to bow down and worship him. The devil wants you to leave,
yeah.
amen, hallelujah, the feet of your Christ, amen. The devil wants you to go to a second lake of fire, a devil's hell with him. Praise God, hallelujah,
yeah.
amen. He don't have your best interest at heart. He comes to kill,
That's
steal,
right.
and destroy. He wants
That's
your
right.
dominion.
That's
he
right.
wants your anointing. He wants
That's
your
right.
grace, hallelujah. My God,
so right.
you have to be able to discern because you can't reason with the devil. It ain't going to turn out right for you. Amen. Praise God. Don't make a deal with the devil, beloved. Amen. You got to get serious about this thing. What spirit am I speaking to? Praise God. Amen. I set an atmosphere even in my home that when people come in, praise God, this is the presence of the Lord here. Why? Because
Hallelujah.
He's in me. Praise God. And when you come in, you're not going to be doing your own thing, praise God. Listen, hallelujah, I am the pastor of this house, amen. Hallelujah,
yes.
My God, amen. Bishop, amen, is the bishop, praise God. Amen, hallelujah, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ up in here. Praise God, we don't have time for idle conversation, backbiting, counting. That's a waste of our time. We
yes,
don't want to produce
right.
that and multiply that. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Come, if you're going to come in to add value. Come in to add
yes.
value because we want to add value to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You are anointed to add value to those that are around you. You're anointed to impact them. Amen. But like Bishop said earlier, how will you use it? Amen. Praise God. Will it be for God's glory? Amen. Or will it be for self-serving purposes? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Anyone have, amen, Matthew chapter 6, verse 30 through 44. Anyone has that? Praise God. I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. Just long enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. I heard Martin Luther King say, how long? Not long. Praise God. How long? Not long. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Not long. Praise God. Matthew 6, verses 30. Amen. Did I get that right? 30 to 44. Is there 30 to 44 in Matthew 6? Anyone have it? That's Luke. Amen. You ought to have your Bibles. Amen. Hallelujah. We are in service. We have to learn how to give God our undivided attention. Sometimes we come to service because it's COVID-19. We don't have Bibles. We're not prepared to give God our undivided attention. Amen. We multitasking. We have a lot of things going on, and you will miss the blessing. Amen. You'll miss it. You'll miss it. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss what God is doing in this season. Amen. You need it. Amen. You need it. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Verse 30 reads, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass, amen. Am I in the right verse? That's Matthew. I said 6, and I said verse 30.
And 30.
Amen.
Yes.
To 40. Amen. There is. Okay, I'm in the wrong verse. I need the verse, and I need y'all to help me out. I need the scripture text concerning, amen. Oh, no. Let's go to Mark 11, 12, 14. I want the fig tree. Amen. Just bear with me 1 minute. I'm going to give you this word today, and this word is going to bless you. Praise God. Mark, amen, chapter 11. Praise God. I want the fig tree. 11, verse 12 through 14.
Okay.
Amen. When you get it, just say amen, beloved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to read it. And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Amen. And seeing a fig tree, and when it says on the morrow when they came unto Bethany, he was hungry, that he is speaking of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out. Okay, I don't want to go that far. So now, beloved, we in here pertaining to the fig tree, right? Amen.
Amen.
And so here Jesus is hungry. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, when you labor, when you toil, when you are the creator of the world and everything in it, amen. Creation, all of creation is speaking to God. Jesus is God. He was God, all God and all man, amen. And creation, just like you, God's creation is speaking to God, whether you are in obedience or whether you are disobedient. Amen. God will answer your obedience, and he will answer your disobedience. And so here was a fig tree, and seeing a fig tree after all having leaves. And so we know that the fruit of the fig comes before the leaves. And so if a fig tree have leaves, amen, that fig tree should have fruit as well. And so this fig tree with its leaves, amen, was speaking to Jesus. That fig tree was saying unto Jesus, I have fruit, praise God. And Jesus went to eat of the fig tree, but the fig tree had no fruit. Amen. We spoke about this before. That is a spirit of deception. Leaves with no fruit. My God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Some of us are walking and talking, proclaiming Christ, but heart far from him. You have not his fruit of love, his fruit of patience. You have not his character, praise God. The Bible says that they will know you by way of your fruit, and that fruit is produced from the blessing of the Lord that he has given unto you. Praise God, and only that blessing can produce this character. Amen. And it says here, how do we know that the fig tree spoke to Jesus? Because it says in 14, and Jesus answered. The fig tree was speaking. You are speaking when you don't even open up your mouth. God knows the meditations of your heart. He sees it in your actions. He sees it. Hallelujah. My
yes,
God,
Lord.
You are speaking today. Those that didn't show up for fellowship is speaking. My God,
thank
when you spend those hours in throughout the week, you are speaking. You can't minister what you don't have. Praise God, hallelujah, new grace, new mercies, amen. You have to be able to receive from him in order to release and believe in beloved when he comes to fellowship with you like he did with Adam and Eve at the fall of the day, and they hid because they disobeyed God and they covered themselves with fig leaves. This is what the fig leaf is saying. I am covering man in all of his indiscretions, but Jesus is saying that no man will ever eat of you again. You will never have a man again. Hallelujah. Christ is your power. You can be naked and unashamed, and he will meet you where you are and deliver you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man will eat food of thee hereafter. Amen. That fig, that fig tree dried up and died. Amen. The fig tree has the blessing of the Lord to do what? To be fruitful and multiply. Amen. Every seed after its own time. Everything that God created is producing fruit after its own time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this fig tree had leaves and no fruit. What did Jesus do? He took the blessing. He retracted the blessing. And when he took the blessing, the fig tree rise up and die. For those of you that is barren, but have no fruit that is fruitless. God says, hallelujah, that if a man don't work, he don't eat. Praise God, hallelujah. Those of you that do not have no income, just as Jesus took the blessing back, amen, he can bless you. Praise God. He can make you fruitful. Amen. He can add to you. Praise God. He has the power to do so. Praise God. Those of you that want children, but your womb is shut up, God is able to bless your womb and make it fruitful. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Are you hearing what the Spirit
yes,
of the Lord is saying? For it is a gift for God to give. He can give you this gift. Amen. The blessing. Not many blessings, but this one thing that will produce everything that you need. The king and his kingdom on the inside of you. Let us go. There's other scriptures, but I'm going to, hallelujah, cut it short. Amen. Let us go to John, amen, chapter 20. Amen. You need for God, for the Christ to put the blessing on it. The blessing of the Lord must be upon it in order for it to multiply and be fruitful. Amen. But, beloved, you have to know that you are already blessed. Why is your creativity dormant? Hallelujah. Why are you in lack? Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of you are saying, I don't even have it to give an offering. But if you move forth in one righteous act, let the blessing of the Lord fall upon it today and watch God multiply. Hallelujah. Watch him multiply it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to John. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we said that the last thing, we go to the Gospel of John, beloved, and I believe that this is the last scripture of the day. We speak
partaking of the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich and add no sorrow. There's no sorrow added to it, praise God. We shall have no sad stories to tell. And we go into the Gospel of John, amen, chapter 20, beloved, amen. This is the culmination of the blessing. You ought to know what this blessing is. You have to know whether you have the blessing or not. Amen. Whether you have it where you can impart the blessing. When the leader lay hands on you, what are they saying? Listen, Peter numbers at the gate and beautiful. The man was there lame and begging. Amen. What does the Bible say? Silver and gold have I not. Really, silver and gold you need not. Silver and gold you need not. But if I give you this blessing of the Lord, if I lay my hands on you, if I touch you, if I impart to you the Spirit of God that has been imparted unto me, if the kingdom of God and his power come upon you, hallelujah, you will have everything that you need. And Jesus Christ is a gift that keep on giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, I'm excited about this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. All of your needs are being met according to God's riches and glory in Christ Jesus. If you have Christ and Christ be in you, and if you be in Christ, there is no lack. Hallelujah. I have a need today, but I gave it unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I entered into his rest. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. I got into him. Amen. Until another level of glory rested upon me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes,
see,
yes.
What we want is blessings, and then when the blessings don't act right, well, amen, you, the new car, amen, and then when the engine blow, amen, the blessing, you need another blessing. Praise God, but the blessing that he gave us, it don't wear out, it don't get old. It's eternal, praise God. Beloved, you ought to know this. Praise God, God gave you a blessing that is eternal, that cannot fail. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. John 20. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. So I can't be quiet about this preach and teach today. Amen. Because it is too good. This is my empowerment. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is going to get me where I need to go and get me what I need to get there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is able. Hallelujah. I remember when I had the unction to look for a house. Down here at the plantation, I didn't even have the down payment or the closing course fees, praise God. Well, hallelujah. But in my journey of finding a house, God met every need. He gave it to us in surplus. Amen. He freed up money. Praise God. Amen. Of things that I had tied up. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God can fix it for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 20, amen, and we're going to start at verse, amen, 22, and it says, and when he had said this, let us go back to 19, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be it unto you. This is what I say unto you, those of you that are afraid, those of you that are not sure what the future holds, amen, hallelujah, those of you that are afraid of these circumstances, amen, and situations and the outcome, amen, what I'm going to say to you is peace be it unto you. I'm going to speak the words of Jesus Christ unto you. This word that I give you today is spirit and life. Wherever there is a storm, when you speak peace, it calms the storm. Praise God. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be it unto you. Jesus was the giver of peace, not as the world give it. Praise God. This peace was a sanctified peace, a peace that surpasses every imagination. The verse continues to read, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Amen. And that's what I say unto you, even as God has sent me, those of you that gather today, even do I send you, amen, to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. God gave you power. Amen. Hallelujah. To remit sins and to retain sins. Amen. But he breathed on them. Amen. He empowered them to do what he sent them to do. He gave them the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And then he himself was taken up. Hallelujah. My God, you got the blessing of the Lord. Jesus came to restore the blessing that you can be fruitful, that you can multiply, that you can subdue the earth, amen, that you can fill the earth, and that you can have dominion, that the very thing that plagued you and had you bound, he liberated you from it. You ought to rejoice, hallelujah. You
hallelujah.
Ought to come to the knowing that you yourself have the blessing of the Lord that maketh you rich, that does not fail, and he addeth no sorrow. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
that the king and his kingdom is on the inside. The blessing of the Lord, not many blessings. Amen. He is the Spirit of Christ. He is the Spirit of God. He is the very thing that administers grace to you that you can do the impossible. Praise God. Hallelujah. The very Spirit of the Lord is the blessing of the Lord that has been given unto you that make you rich and add no sorrow to it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you shall have no sad story to tell because you have the blessing of the Lord. You know that all things are working together for the good for those that love the Lord and that is called according to his purpose. You know that it is well. You know this. You know this. You have to get your knowing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And then you can walk through hardship and turmoil and you can have peace because you got your knowing and we know. Hallelujah. We know these things, praise God. This is the promise of God. The blessing of the Lord is upon us. The blessing of the Lord dwells within these vessels of clay. Hallelujah. 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 Whatever it is that you need, all right, the gift that is on the inside, come on and praise him. Whatever it is that you are not a therapy, put your Lord, you are a seraph, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name.
Thank
you want to be early in the morning, in the day, in the midnight hour. You want to speak about the blessing. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord. We're doing everything for spending time with the blessing.
Yes, Lord.
That they can make
Jesus.
Us rich and add us no sorrow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's like your feet is running for sorrow. You want to do it your way. You got that sense and mentality, my God. Hallelujah.
You,
think about it, beloved. Think about it. The late apostle when your Bible says, think about it. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Considering,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. The blessing,
yes,
of the Lord is all that you need. The Holy Ghost, the baptism of Jesus Christ, glory on the inside, the King and his kingdom on the inside, a wellspring, a river of life on the inside. Hallelujah. Oh, Kuriyah, he's bringing up now. He's bringing up. He's bringing up. He's putting up. Hallelujah. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive it. Receive it.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Be wonderful in the name of Jesus. Be ye blessed in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, but there's no way you can have the Holy Ghost and not have Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is the gift of God. Amen. Hallelujah, my God. He is that blessing, that wellspring of life, praise God. The minister of grace and mercy and all that God wants to give you is coming through this one blessing. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister R.D. Nallen, I ask that you, amen, do the altar call for us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray that someone is just taking in this word and that was the time. Hallelujah. And if you're straddling the fence, hallelujah, and you want to make your way back, hallelujah, there's a call right now, an appeal, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, has not forgotten about you. Glory to God. Amen and amen. If there's anyone that's on the line today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you would like to do so at this time, you can just say, it's I. Or if there's anyone who really turned your back on the Lord, hallelujah, and you want to come back to him, this is a perfect opportunity. We're in a pandemic. No one knows the hour nor the day. No one knows what's going to happen on tomorrow. But today, not tomorrow, not later, just right now. If not now, when shall it be? We make this call for you that you can get to know Christ as your Savior, to know that he is a mighty deliverer. Oh, my God, that he would give you perfect peace if your heart is stayed on him. Hallelujah. And if you just get to know him, it's time for us that we have to draw closer to Christ right now. This is the season for it for each and every one of us, that we can just give our hearts over to God. Let him fix whatever situation it is that we're dealing with. Let him just bless you. Let him just cover you. Hallelujah. So I make my plea on today. Amen, amen. I'll just take a moment. You can just say, it's me. I just want to just get closer with God. I just want to know him more. And if you don't know him at all, I just want to know who he is. Amen. And if you just repeat after me this sinner's prayer, hallelujah, which is Romans 10 and 9. Hallelujah. It says that if we confess with our mouth to our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and if we just believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Hallelujah. So all you have to just say, Lord, it's me. I am a sinner. Please forgive me of everything that I've done, everything that I've said. Lord God, that's not been pleasing unto you. Hallelujah. And if you would just believe and know that he paid it all on Calvary for each and for you, he would take you back. Hallelujah. The price has already been paid. You don't have to worry about what you did on yesterday, even what you did before you got on this line. Hallelujah. Because he paid the price for us. Okay? And if with your heart, hallelujah, just believe unto righteousness and just confess it with your mouth. When you're confessing with your mouth, you're just telling God, God, it's me. It is me, Lord God. Here I am in your presence now. Just do a new thing in me, dear Lord God. Make me over, dear Lord God, that I can get closer with you. And after you said all of that, believe it or not, you are being saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because all your sins are forgiven. What you have to do now is just to take the next step to find yourself in a Bible-based teaching church, hallelujah, where you can continue to know and understand the word of God for yourself, and you can apply it to yourself, where you can have someone that's going to be over you that can go to the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Yes, but you have to make that step on today in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you right now, Lord God. God, for those that are on the line, dear Lord God, Jesus, and I'm falling short of you, dear Lord God, that you forgive us, Lord God, that we can turn away, Lord God, from our wicked ways, dear Lord Jesus, that we can get to know the more of you, dear Lord God, in this time, dear Lord God. Oh, God, the time is right now, dear Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for each and every one of us to get closer to you, Lord God, to make a difference in our lives, dear Lord God, because you've been a good God, Lord Jesus. So forgive us of any sins that we have done, Lord God, or anything that we have said, knowingly or unknowingly, dear Lord God. And we come back to you, dear Lord God, that you can have your way with us, dear Lord Jesus, that you can cover us under your blood, Lord God, you can guide us and lead us into your truth, dear Lord God. And we just walk ourselves up to you in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for that was the most important part of the service. Hallelujah, the invitation of life. amen, the invitation to be reconciled back to God. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, thank you all for those of you that serve, Minister Ardeen Allen, amen, Sister Titiana, praise God, amen, Evangelist Cookie in your reading, amen, we thank God for you. We have to come to the service ready to be used, made available unto God, because you don't know how he wants to use you. You may have to come, amen, and you may be preaching and don't even know it. This is the importance of being in his faith, praise God. You don't know, God may put a word in you and he may speak to the leader and say, I have given a word to Evangelist Cookie, amen. Be ye ready at all times, hallelujah. Praise God. Be ye ready, hallelujah, to release what God has put in you. Praise God. We was raised like that to be ready. Hallelujah. We was raised to be ready. Sister Titiana got that call this morning. Minister R.D. Allen got that call this morning. Sister Titiana said, hallelujah, that her lungs was restricted or something. She took something. She said, I gotta serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You gotta sing for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Thank
my
you,
God.
Lord.
So we thank God for those of you that are ready in season and out of season, Lord. Use me. Hallelujah. I am a vessel. Amen. That is in surrender to you and ready to be used. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And be ready to do what the assignment is. And when your assignment is up, give it up. Hallelujah. Give it up. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Cookie, I ask that you close us out. Amen. In prayer on today. Amen. And beloved, those of you that want to give, go to the website www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. There is a donate page. Amen. Or a donate link on every page. Praise God that you can give to the work of Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Praise God.
Your tithe belongs to the Lord. Amen. Your offering belongs to the Lord. Amen. Or you could go to the Cash App, and our Cash App name is $CSBC12. Amen. And we just want to bless that offering really quick, Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus. The heart that you stirred up to give, we ask that your blessing fall upon them as it is written in your word. Oh God, and we even commend the offering unto you, because only you can multiply it. Only you can bless it. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, even as you multiply the two fish and the five loaves, oh God, we thank you for it even now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. For those of you, amen, that are giving, receive it. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. And Evangelist Cookie, I release the line to you. Praise God.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us to come together one more time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you moved upon Apostle Asia, Lord Jesus, for how you used her, Lord Jesus, for your glory. And we pray thee, O God, Jesus, that your word will not fall on stony ground, but will fall on good ground, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing our going in and our coming out, Lord God. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you continue to have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. And we thank you. We bind up all accidents, seen as well as unseen, Lord Jesus. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will continue, Lord Jesus, to have your way in our lives, Lord God. May the Lord watch before.
May the Lord.
Sorry.
I'm with you, woman of God. I'm with you. May the Lord. Leader,
may the Lord.
God, leader.
May
the Lord.
Lord Jesus, may the Lord. Watch between.
Watch between.
Me and thee.
Watch between me and thee. While we ask him.
One from another.
One from another.
From another.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. You're back, amen. Woman of God. Up, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise.
Hallelujah.
The blessing of the Lord. You ought to rejoice. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God be our beloved. God.